I fled my village. The stern gang drove my family from the lands. We ran into the desert, where I've spent these decades living by my hands. Life in Haifa wasn't easy, but so much better than this hellhole with the soldiers and barbed wire and the closures and the hunger, the humiliation and the checkpoints, the machine gun fire. And each day I wonder, after Haifa, the home that we abandoned when the Zionists had won, is there a family with a child? Does its father love it as I loved my only son before the soldiers shot him down, riddled him with bullets in his back and in his head? Home in Haifa, in my house, does his father know the pain there is in an empty bed? I fled my country, left the Tigris River for this foreign place. I had to leave home, I didn't want to, but they were rounding up the leftists and the papers had my face. And my son, a student leader on the streets of Baghdad, was nowhere to be found. So I walked through the mountains, just the shirt upon my back, knowing not where I was bound. Now here I am, this town of Haifa, in this little house, but at least I'm still alive. And each day I wonder, how is Baghdad? Would I recognize my friends if any did indeed survive? It took a long time, but I made a life here, and I wish my son could be here in this town upon the shore. I was with my wife, it was the Sabbath, when an old Arab couple knocked upon our door. We asked them in, gave them tea, 'cause that's what you do with strangers. We could see they meant no harm. We told our story, they told theirs. Us of our life in Baghdad, them of their family farm, and of this house which they once lived in, where once they raised a family long before their hair turned gray, and of their son and the troopers, and of ours, whom we still cry for every day. So much in common, so much gone bad, so much running and never coming home. You can hear the carts falling down, see the faces of the children forever forced to roam. And here we were in this house, fearing that tomorrow would be just like yesterday. So much resentment, so much at stake, and I really don't remember who was the first to say, in one world, in one village, in one home, let us live together. In one world, in one village, in one home, let us live together. In one world, in one village, in one home, let us live together. In one world.